Yerushalmi Demai corresponding to Zvachim Bavli Daf Sadi Beis. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Tesma Beis, the top line. Tani Haneman Matavos Neman Alamasis. The Bais says if he's believed for Taros, he's believed for Masis, even if he didn't specify it as part of his acceptance. Tanisa Rabbi Yannai Rabbi Yishmol Va'ama Taima Hadadatema Mesarech Eslai Avavavavim Enu Neman Ad Sheikabel Alav Barabim. Rabbi Yannai Rabbi Yishmol taught it and explained that this is only when the chaver is a guest of the Amaretz, he'll certainly tithe whatever he eats. But when the chaver is selling to the public, he's not believed unless he publicly accepts to be careful. Quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that even if a chaver sends produce to another chaver, he must tithe beforehand. Asked Rabbi Yasser, well, if I send to Rav Shmuel by Yitzchak, or he sends to me, must we tithe beforehand? Amalei ma'at boy Rabbi Shmuel by Rabbi Yitzchak, d'chol mashu d'hu oichel, meishuka hu achal. Rabbi Yasser says, well, what can you prove from Rabbi Shmuel by Rabbi Yitzchak? He's different to others, because whatever he eats, he's careful to buy already tithed. Hu nema v'ishto yena ne'menes, lo'ikhe memenu ve'en mes'arachin etzoi, avala amru, harei kadar emnachash be'kafifa. If a man is trusted but his wife is not, one may buy from him but not from to be a guest may not be a guest at his home. But has also that it's like living with a snake in a basket with his wife will cause him to stumble. If a wife is trusted but not a husband, one may be a guest at their home, but one may not buy from him. But has also said that cursed is a person whose wife is trusted and he's not. Tani lo yishamish chaver b'mishte amaretz b'besudas amaretz elam kain hayakol metukan u'meusar tachas yodai v'afilu menikas shel yain. The Bais says a chaver shouldn't serve at the celebration of an amaretz nor at the meal of an amaretz, as people will see him and assume that the food is already tithed, unless everything was already tithed by the chaver. He should even tithe the barrel of wine that's used as the supply of the meal, rather than wait to tithe until he brings the wine to the table. If a chaver did serve at the celebration or meal of an amaretz, it can be assumed that he did tithe. If they saw him sitting at the amaretz's meal, it's not an indication that all the food was tithed. Perhaps he tithed for himself in his mind onto other produce. If his son is sitting with him, the father must also tithe for his son's food, and the son can rely on his father. However, the chaver is not required to tithe for anyone else, so another person must tithe for himself. And we come to the next Mishnah. Mishnah says if a person accepts upon himself to be a chaver, he shouldn't sell to an amaretz whether wet or dry produce, and he shouldn't buy from an amaretz wet produce, nor be a guest at his home, even if the produce is tithed, due to the problem of tumah. Nor should he host the amaretz unless the amaretz changes it out of his regular, potentially tummy, clothing. Rizal says, in addition, he shouldn't breed small animals like sheep and goats, he shouldn't be unrestrained in making vows and in lightheadedness, he shouldn't become impure from corpses, and he should serve Chachamim in the Beit Medrash. Amulai lebo elu bechlal. Chachamim disagree. They say those things are not related to Taurus, which is retaining the purity of items. And the Gemara says, Eni lekechem enu lach hayavish muta, shame haaretz ne'monim ala kshivus. The Gemara says that the Mishnah taught that he may not buy wet produce from him, but he may buy dry, as ame haaretz are believed to say that something didn't get wet, making it susceptible to tumah. Advice and support says an Amaretz is believed to say that these fruits didn't become susceptible to tumah, but he's not believed to say that they are susceptible but didn't actually become tummy. Ha mechlal du meidi bekamaisa leit hada pligi ala dubyona dubyona ama chaverin eni chashudim lelechov lelachil. The Gemara asks a question. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda taught that he may also not breed small animals. From his wording, it seems that he agrees with everything listed before this, including not staying at the home of an Amaretz. If so, doesn't it disprove Rabbi Yona, who, when explaining Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, said that Chaveru are not suspected of eating or feeding others untied produce? The answer is that the reason not to be a guest at his home is not because of the untied produce, but rather to prevent him from becoming Tommy and then making Taharis Tommy. Tameyos. Vafila al Dubyosi, Leith Hadapliga, Dubyosi Amma Chavirin Hashudin Lechol, Vein Hashudin Lahachil. The question is, doesn't this also disprove of Yosi, who says that Chavirin are suspected of eating untied produce, but not of feeding it to others? And here, Rav Yehuda doesn't even allow a Chavir to be a guest at the home of an Amma Oretz. The answer is, as in the previous answer, being a guest brings a concern for Taurus, but the concern here is for untithed produce, as we already saw, that one who's believed for Taurus is believed for Maasus. The Bais says that whoever wants to become a chaver must accept upon himself in public, as we listed in the Mishnah, even if he's a chaver who's a Torah scholar. But an elder who taught Torah in public doesn't need to make this acceptance, because as soon as he sits to teach, he's already made it. It's assumed that he already accepted it earlier, but if it's known that he didn't accept, he must accept it in order to be trusted. Yosi says, the question, isn't it true for everyone that unless they accepted earlier, they must accept in order to be trusted? Another question is that Rabbi Lah is like Rish Lakish, who would go to these people of the house of Rabbi Yannai, and when they saw him, the women ran away, so they shouldn't make him impure from their clothing. He said to them, I'm able to come to your houses, and there's no need for you to run away, because I'm also categorized in Amaretz and Taurus, since I never accepted to become a Chaver for that. Tani hu nen lechavur uvanav uvnei vesei nen loy. The Bais says that one who wants to become a chaver must stand in front of three chaverim. His family members must merely agree at some point before him, and they have no need for their own separate acceptance. Istanai tani hu uvanav uvnei vesei nen lechavur. Another Bais says that his family members must accept with him in front of three chaverim. V'loy polig kan betefulim laviim v'kan she'ein tefulin laviim. The resolution is no. It depends whether or not the children are supported by their father. If they're supported, they don't need a separate acceptance. If they're not, then they would need. Tani Rabbi Chalafta ben Shol, Gedolim nen lechabur, Ketanim nen loy. The Bais says from Rabbi Chalafta ben Shol, adult children of a chaver must accept in front of three chaverim. Young children accept in front of him. Tani makrivam leknafayim v'achkach malamdin l'taras. The Bais says, one who wishes to become a chaver, we first teach him about knafayim and then we teach him about taharas. Rabbi Yitzchak Rebbe Loza came to explain that knafayim means a tumah through touching and pushing. Taurus refers to masus. Originally, they would say that if a chaver became a tax collector, we remove his chaver status, and when he stops the job, he's reinstated as a chaver. Chir bar bun b'shem Rabbi Yochanan chaver sheyotza chutz la'aretz. That Chir bar Bun, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says that if a chaver went to Chutz La'aretz, we don't automatically remove his status as chaver, so when he returns, he doesn't need to re-accept it.